Good morning. My guest this morning is Brent Lindsay from The Imaginists. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Roland.
We are talking about The Imaginists' involvement in international theater,
yes,
as far as I can see. So why don't you talk about this incredible Hungarian theater company, people, and so on,
yes,
that you are working with?
Great. So several years back, we were invited to a festival in Hungary. My my partner and artistic director, Amy Pinto, went over to Budapest, Hungary, and saw about two dozen shows in Budapest, and came back with the report that she saw some of the most amazing theater in her life. And of course, at the top of this list was a company called Kretekor. And Kretekor is a company that became quite famous in the early 2000s doing a Chekhov piece that toured all of Europe and then eventually the United States and China. They toured The Seagull. And it was just a mind-boggling new take.
Wow.
And this director called Arpad Schilling and his wife, Lila Shardashti, they were both a part of this company called Kretekor. We saw a little bit of video of this years ago, and we're like, that's who we need to meet.
Yes.
So this took years of going over there. This last October, I went back for a follow-up visit. I scheduled a meeting with Arpad Schilling, which was quite interesting because the closer I got to the meeting, I realized how famous this guy was. I was going into every shop going, you know, I'm meeting with Arpad Schilling, and everybody was just, it was like I was saying Steven Spielberg or something.
Yeah.
And I sat next to this guy and we met for an hour, and he was one of the most generous, wonderful human beings. And we had so much in common artistically working on opposite sides of the world. And he said, yep, I'll come to Santa Rosa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a great theater story.
It was amazing. So 2 weeks ago, he and Lila, his wife, came, and the Spinster sisters kindly put them up in an apartment above their restaurant, and they came and they worked with us for a week. And this was all in an effort to just get to know each other and get to know what kind of work we were both doing. And they agreed to come back. And so we're working on phase three now, which will develop a piece together and will ultimately workshop here in Santa Rosa and then go to the city, to San Francisco, and hopefully in 2016.
Where in San Francisco?
Well,
do you know yet?
We're talking about a couple of places, but one is a new possible festival that might be happening. And, you know, we'll see. All this is in sort of the early development stages, but the most exciting part was Arpad agreed that he would be interested to come back. And so that was just mind-blowing for us.
Can you mention work that you have done or that you know has been done around here that might clue people in on the genre that this theater is working in?
Well, so Kretekor, they obviously have a website. You could Google them. It's with a K, and it means chalk circle. Brecht's great play, Caucasian Chalk Circle, so is named after chalk circle. But he does a lot of work in education. Of course, what's going on in Hungary right now politically is like, it's very, very scary over there right now.
Yes,
and he's doing a lot of political work. He's educating in the schools, and the government now is picking them apart, taking away funding, punishing them as much as possible. So politically, we're very aligned with his work, and educationally, I mean, what he's doing in the schools and trying to empower students' voices. All this is very akin to what we do here. So it made sense for us to partner up.
Yes, we may be undergoing some of the same stuff.
Let's hope not.
But I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, theater art is all in an effort to wake everybody up, right?
Right.
Let's not fall asleep and be ready to move. So.
Well, I thank the Imaginists for being that kind of theater.
Thank you. There
is a lot of theater going on that's about putting people more to sleep than they already are.
Unfortunately, entertainment in America is our most celebrated thing. And, you know, art often falls to the heels of that. So, it's time for – I think, we're just trying to make art as valuable as it should be, really. So
Exactly. Brent, thank you, as always, for coming in.
Thank you.
When you leave here after I do an interview with you, I'm always sort of 2 feet off the ground saying, oh, boy, that really sounds good. Gotta go see that.
Thanks, Roland.
Okay, thank you again. And folks, keep your eyes and ears on the Imaginists, and keep your computer there, too. It's imaginists.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.